Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennington, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise known as Little Richard. Still rocking after all these years. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm still rocking after all these years. That's what people look at me and they say, how could he do that? Oh, he's old. But I'm still rocking, folks. I got a long way to go. I'm Arki Chankuti, by the way, folks, is our guest, our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, Dr. Arki Chankuti, the co-author of Built on Trust. Arki, I feel like I'm just peaking right now. What do you think?
Yes, you mean in life.
Yeah, I mean, I have people say, when are you going to retire? I have friends who have been, some of them have been retired for a long time. They're teachers or work for the government or whatever, you know, and they're saying, when are you going to retire? I say, come to my funeral.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I feel.
I'm peaking. I can't wait to go to work every day.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm the same way. I mean, for myself, I hope it continues, you know. That's what I like to do is I like to do my thing and give a gift when I can.
Yep.
And as long as I'm able to do it, I'm going to do it.
Folks, we're talking about trust. Arki's my, as I've said before, Arki's my trust mentor because I call him that because he helped me to understand that I've always known trust was the right thing to do, but I never thought about it as a best practice. Even though I'd been doing that, even though I'd been practicing trust, I never really internalized it. I never had the philosophy. I never didn't understand the philosophy behind trust being a best practice. And Arki, I want to thank you for that. I know I've told you on the show many times how much we appreciate your availability and your instruction over the years. But I want to thank you for helping me get that message about the best practice.
Well, you're very welcome, Jim. It's kind of you to say so. Of course, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And there are some practical things, too. You know, we've talked about presence and so forth. The thing is, you want to make a promise, deliver on that promise. Make a promise, deliver, even if they're tiny. You know, and you don't want to ever. These are two simple things to do. The second thing is, don't say yes when the real answer is maybe. Be clear about it and deliver on these small things. So when I hit a link, and the link is supposed to get me someplace, let's have it get me there.
Yeah.
And if not, let's get an apology on there and a timeline for when it will happen and so forth. So those two things make it much more simple, much simpler.
Mm-hmm.
And much more practical.
And you know, and see, this is why all of this, and this is why trust is such a more powerful component right now. Because there was a time when if I let you down in business, then you coming to that conclusion took a lot longer, and your expectation of me fixing it gave me more time.
Yes.
Today, all of what I just said is being evaluated in a moment.
That's right.
Much, you know. Remember when somebody was going to send you something and you'd say, okay, well, I'll have it in 3 days in the mail, right? Now, if your computer burps for a half a second, you slap it, right? What the heck's wrong with you? Give me my stuff right now.
That's right. We've changed, and so
my question, Arki, has that put trust, the delivery of trust, is it made it have that much more requirement? I mean, is it do we have to be trustworthy at the speed of light now?
Well, that's right. You do. You have to be able to do it quickly, to do it sincerely, and to do it transparently. And remember, if this is the age of the customer, which it is, that puts you and you're being and based on their wants and you're being judged. It puts you on stage. And it's nice to be on stage. It's
right.
Very, very good for us who are in business because we have a stage and a platform.
Mm-hmm.
The basis of that platform is being able to build trust quickly.
Right. Yeah, quickly and sustain it because not only do people have this immediate expectation, they think it should be repeated all the time. I mean, there's very little wiggle room out there today, isn't there?
That's correct. And if you become that person, if you become that business, then you are the exception. And people will gravitate to that exception even in the face of very, very stiff competition. Emotionally, yeah. They're going to be there.
Right, exactly. Archie, last thoughts, 20 seconds.
Well, my last thought is, and I hope it's okay to say this, I love your book. I mean, because it is based on the principles of building trust and sustaining that trust. And I think that is the basis of business, and I think you've got a great thing going.
I appreciate you saying that. Archie Ciancuti, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Archie Ciancuti, and that's Ciancuti, almost as bad as Blasting Game, right? Dr. Archie Ciancuti, we'll be back another day. Archie, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Built on Trust is the book, and learningcenter.net is his website. Be sure to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.